Editorial, Ushering in the Era of Urban Air Mobility. Ushering in the Era of Urban Air Mobility underscore 01. Editorial by CEO Ryu Young-sung. On May 31st, we submitted our proposal to participate in the government's K-WOM Grand Challenge program led by the Ministry of Land, Infrastructure, and Transport. Urban Air Mobility, UAM, refers to urban transportation systems that move people by air, such as air taxis, electric vertical takeoff and landing, UFTL, vehicles. Flying cars that only existed in sci-fi movies are soon to be realized, and we expect to play a leading role in launching WOM in Korea. WOM, a game-changer that will address massive social costs. With social infrastructure and population concentrated in the Seoul capital area, the economic cost of congestion is around 3.5% of Korea's nominal GDP. This is almost 18 times higher than that of Germany, 0.2%, and 4 times that of the US, 0.9%. As of 2018, before the outbreak of the pandemic, the congestion costs were estimated to be around 68 trillion South Korean won by the Korea Transport Institute. With WOM, we can dramatically reduce such social losses caused by severe traffic congestion. Since flying vehicles are powered by electricity, WOM will generate no carbon emissions. Considering the global target of reaching net zero emissions by 2050, WOM is not just a business, but rather a game changer that will cut a tremendous amount of social costs triggered by traffic congestion and environmental pollution. WOM to become available in Korea by 2025. It is expected that WOM will become a reality by 2030. However, innovative companies throughout the globe are making strenuous efforts to achieve this goal earlier. We plan to commercialize WOM by 2025 and shift it into a fully autonomous flight service by 2030. Since WOM is a novel service, diverse factors are required for its early implementation, such as aircrafts, platforms, and flight control systems. Early this year, we signed a strategic collaboration agreement with Joby Aviation, California-based leading developer of UFTL aircraft, and also joined hands with Korea Airports Corporation, Korea Transport Institute, Hanwha Systems, and Korea Meteorological Institute to realize a safe WOM service ahead of others. Ushering in the Era of Urban Air Mobility underscore 02. Building WOM based on technological strength and partnerships. It may seem quite unlikely to see a telecommunications company jump into the WOM business. However, we are fully ready to build a strong WOM infrastructure as we have already secured advanced technological expertise in mobile connectivity, autonomous driving, precise positioning, security, AI and mobility platform. By leveraging our key competencies, we can provide diverse services, including booking, boarding, ground aircraft communication, and aircraft entertainment, and ground air connection service platform. Here, we can add capabilities of other affiliate companies of the SK Group in areas like semiconductor, battery and investment. Our strong ties with companies from both home and abroad are also supporting our venture into the WOM business. Connected intelligence, key to solving social problems. After becoming the CEO of SK Telecom last year, I announced a new and ambitious corporate vision to become an AI and digital infrastructure service company. And to this end, we have focused on developing new businesses that hold the power to change the future and resolve important social issues. The connected intelligence business is one of them. By combining our strength in AI and connectivity, we are giving rise to a new wave of innovations in people's lives. Connected intelligence will be key to realizing not only WOM, but also smart robots, self-driving cars, and even human space travel. As a company that has always led the way in the ICT industry, we will once again create a path of our own and write a success story for a sustainable future.